The Obama administration says the pace at which it hires new cybersecurity professionals will pick up in the second half of 2016. It's part of the new cyber workforce strategy the Office of Management and Budget recently put out. But it will take a big culture change, and it's one of the major initiatives OMB wants to get started now, before the upcoming presidential transition. As Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco reports, that transition is top of mind for OMB.
The Office of Management and Budget has been busy looking at its accomplishments on cybersecurity over the past 8 years and the items it still has left on its to-do list before the upcoming presidential transition in January. OMB has some solid projects it wants to get done before President Obama leaves and another person takes his place. But the current administration also wants to put some stepping stones in place that will help the next administration take on a few long-term cyber projects that the current administration already started. Trevor Rudolph is the chief of the Cyber and National Security Unit at OMB. He says the administration has learned a lot after the Office of Personnel Management cyber breach last summer about how to get things done in government, and his office is using those lessons to help them prepare for the 2016 transition.
What we discovered during and post cybersecurity sprint is if you really want to get stuff done in the government, cybersecurity just being one of those topics, the best way to do it is to engage directly with the S2s or the deputy secretaries of departments and agencies. These are the people that actually have the control over the entire management suite within their particular departments, and they can truly drive change, especially in very, very large and federated agencies, which just so happens to be the majority of CFO Act agencies. So working with these individuals, I think, is going to be critical as we move through the transition, because every single one of those people is going to leave in about 6 months from now. So it's going to be incumbent upon people like myself, who are on the career side, to actually educate the new folks coming in, frankly, on day one.
Michael Daniel is the Special Assistant to the President and Cybersecurity Coordinator.
Yes, there are some things that I would like to get across the finish line, but it's actually more important that we put in place the right policy structure to enable agencies to continue improving their cybersecurity over the long term. This is not an area where you're going to reach done. It's about enabling the system to come around to doing the risk management in the right way. And that means that we need to put in place the right policy framework, the right procedures to enable the federal government to manage this risk more effectively over the long term.
Daniel has been part of three presidential transitions now. He says the Obama administration has a lot to live up to, since the Bush administration carried out one of the better transitions in presidential history. But as one administration comes in and the other goes out, there's always a blip in policy as new cabinet members come on board and the new president sets up leadership teams. Daniel says his job is to lay enough groundwork now on policies that almost everyone can get behind. For OMB, cybersecurity is one of those areas.
How do we actually put in place the body of work that can continue while the new administration gets itself organized from a policy perspective that will still move the ball down the field? In other words, how do you actually get the natural bureaucratic inertia of the government working for you instead of against you in this case, so that you have the stuff that can keep moving forward, that can work towards program implementation, things that everybody recognizes are good policy to do that agencies can continue executing on even as the transition occurs.
Getting a solid start on the administration's new cyber workforce strategy is one of the biggest priorities. OMB recently outlined a series of steps it wants agencies to take to better recruit and retain new people to prepare and protect federal networks. Agencies hired 3,000 new cyber professionals during the first half of 2016 and plans to hire 3,500 more before the year ends. The administration started the year with about 10,000 open cybersecurity positions it needed to fill. Daniel says government does need smart coders and IT specialists, but it also needs good lawyers and economists who understand the cyber world too. And solving this problem completely won't happen overnight, and it won't happen over the next 6 months. Here's Daniel.
Given the fact that salaries and other compensation in the cybersecurity field are pretty high, it's not like we're trying to recruit, you know, into positions that are not well paid. So what that says is we have some systemic
problems in the system that are actually preventing the market from responding and expanding the supply as rapidly as it needs to. And so that's why if you look at the strategy, the workforce strategy that we released, this is a strategy that we believe will need to be executed over very much the long term. We did not get ourselves into this situation quickly. We're not going to get ourselves out of it very quickly. It's going to take a while.
And that's because the administration has some major cultural barriers it still has to overcome.
And some of it is that we still have to shift our mindset in the federal government, which is that although we have tried to do this, we still have much of the culture and the policies and the procedures baked in very much at the agency level that assume that we're going to recruit 20-somethings out of college and we're going to keep them for 40 years, probably in the same bureau, and they're going to retire from the federal government. That's just not reality anymore. That's not how it works. And we've got to get much better at allowing people to come in and out of government service on a regular basis. And we're not geared to do that right now. And that's a fundamental culture shift that we are going to have to make in order to stay relevant in today's workforce.
Rudolph says the administration is starting to think differently now about how it recruits new cyber professionals.
You would do an entire inventory across the government of what your human resources needs are. And then instead of competing with your sister agencies, you actually say, well, I actually have a pretty serious need for a forensic analyst today. And you, Agency Y over here, you actually have a bench of three of those people. So instead of Agency Y competing with Agency X, that forensic analyst can actually go to the right agency based upon need. So we're starting to think about how to recruit as an enterprise.
He says OMB is also working closely with DHS to really focus on the high-value asset effort. DHS recently finished the first set of reviews on agency IT systems, and it will continue those tests throughout the rest of the year. The goal here is to independently verify the security on agencies' systems. Rudolph says going into the next year, OMB will have a better idea of what the IT priorities are when the new administration comes in. Implementing continuous diagnostics and monitoring is also a top priority for OMB before the year ends. Rudolph says agencies might see the administration take a familiar approach to other major cyber projects that OMB has implemented in the past.
Okay, so that's one area where you're going to see increased focus on a part of OMB to implement successfully phase one before the end of the fiscal year. It may look, feel, and even smell a little bit like the sprint, but you can expect that from us.
In Washington, Nicola Grisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.